So one of the things that I'm going to ask of you is to talk, to give talks to the teens at retreats, on faith formations. So what I'm going to discuss with you is very important. And again, what is our goal? God's will, God's voice, God communicates through me. I'm going to read you a scripture passage, very important. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. I don't care if you are low energy. I don't care if you are timid. I don't care if your voice is very soft. That does not matter. That does not matter. If I say, please give a talk on whatever topic, or you tell me that you want to give a talk, the first step is to stop, go to the chapel, get on your knees and say, Lord, this is your talk. I give it totally to you. What do you want to communicate? This goes for public speaking. This goes for private conversations. This goes for tough conversations you have to have with loved ones. Give it to God first and foremost. Then you ask God, what do you want me to communicate? Because the other way to do it is to try and figure out it on your own and then say, God, bless this, please. Bless what I want to say. But if you ask God, what do you want to say? He will bless it. It's his message. And you're simply giving it your mind and your heart. I've actually termed this, quote unquote, the method. Me and Keenan joke. He's like, that was great. I was like, the method. And he's like, the method. And we just go back and forth. The method, the method, the method. This is the way that St. Dominic, the greatest preacher of all times, would prepare to give a talk. Archbishop Fulton Sheen would do something similar. I'm going to tell you very clearly, this is public speaking. Absolutely under no condition will this be public reading. No reading whatsoever. At the very most, you can have notes. So this is the method. This method, it's never been known to fail. I give you my word. So you go to the Blessed Sacrament if you can, or if you're in a hotel room, which I've had to do before, you look at a picture of the Virgin Mary and Jesus. You say, Lord, what do you want to say? What is your goal? So you start with the end in mind. You write your goal at the top. The goal is to get them to go to confession. The goal is to get them to pray the rosary. The goal is to get them whatever your main objective is. So you're getting on your knees, say, Lord, what is your mission? And this is what St. Dominic did. And the Virgin Mary told him to do this. She says, if you preach this way, you will be effective. She said, get on your knees, pray a rosary when you plan the talk. And that way, why? Because you're giving it to her. It kills your self-will. And we're going to talk about the rosary later. But this is 100% Holy Spirit inspired. And then you say, Blessed Mother, just communicate. What do you want? And then she will begin to, as you're praying this, just write down your notes. I have a lot of difficulty making talks, but when I start doing this, because this kills myself, it makes it easier for my own ideas to die back, and she communicates them. And you just make your outline. And you can make it as detailed as you want. Fulton Sheen did this exact thing. He would make his word for word as he's praying the rosary, just writing and 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 writing, writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. Again, that what does that do? That calls down the help of God. The Virgin Mary is very powerful intercessor. She's making sure that your prayer is going to be answered. Never was it known that it was left unaided. It protects you from the devil after you've made your outline or after you've written out completely. What do? You forget about it. You just let it go. Fulton Sheen would do this exact same thing. Then afterwards, when it's time to prepare for your talk, when it's time for you to review your notes, you also, again, review them with this. In the book, The Secret of the Rosary, it would say St. Dominic had his tryst with Our Lady before in preparation, and then right before you give the talk with Our Lady, you review your notes so that she can kind of put that right mindset, the idea. And then afterwards, you throw them aside. You throw them aside and you do not look at them. Do not read. Why? Think about all of the best conversations that you've ever had one-on-one with a person. When you went to dinner, when you were side by side, when you're sitting outside at a park, was anybody reading to you? If you ever told somebody, I love you, did you pull out a paper and read to them why you love them? No, you said from the heart what you deeply believed. And what will happen is the outline you will notice will give structure to what you're communicating that's coming out of your heart. Fulton Sheen would say, if you can't remember it, why will anybody else? And so the moment you start reading, the majority of the people who are in the audience stop listening. I stop. I try really hard to pay attention, but I can't. It's just like, because you're reading to me. But you will find that when people don't use their notes, they're speaking from the heart. And then you'll say, but Gabe, what if I forget what I'm going to say? And then you pause because you don't know what to say next. And then you, when you pray, you really mean it. You're like, God, help me. I have no idea what I'm going to say next. And then you look at somebody. And then when you look at them, you're like, oh, yeah. And so by not reading, it gives me freedom to go off script. If I see that I'm losing people's attention, it gives me the freedom to pivot. It gives me the freedom to tell a story that I'm not giving myself the freedom if I'm sticking to this. Now, an outline, yes. Failure to prepare is preparing yourself to fail. But once it's game time, you throw it aside and let your heart come out. It's very simple. I know it's very scary. It's very scary. Like, every time I'm like, oh, God, here we go. All right. And at the very least, and there's great preachers. Bishop Barron, I don't know if he does the same thing, but he never, all the best communicators do not read, because the best communication happens when you're not reading something. It's different. I think the Pope should read, just because God only knows what he's going to say. And there's a lot of important theological notes that can be misconstrued. But other than that, I don't think, I'm just not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow it. I'm just saying, just throw it, go away. So number one, you prepare with Our Lady praying the rosary. Number two, right before you have to go, right before it's time to talk, with Our Lady, you review it. And you will find that the same one who inspired it is the same one who will communicate it. What is our goal? To allow Christ to speak through me. So when you pray before you go up and you don't have your notes, you're really truly meaning, God, I beg of you, speak through me. You really mean it, because it's either going to happen or it's not. And again, you might say, I don't have that kind of gift. You do. You receive the sacrament of confirmation. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You just say what's in your heart. Again, the perfect example is Mother Teresa. She did not read. She would speak very, very slowly. The greatest corruption in America is abortion. And when she said it from the depths of her heart. She could have read it, but it wouldn't have been the same. It wouldn't have been the same. Trust the power of the Holy Spirit. I give you my word, it's better that you read it. There's people who give homilies, and the teens who are with me, they would say, that was great, I loved him. And I said, but I know how this works. I said, what did he say? I don't know. Then why did you like it? Because I felt like he was talking to me. Because he really was. His content and his substance was not there at all, but you loved it because you were paying attention. But you're paying attention because it was as if he was talking to you. Very, very important. It's a very simple method. I give you my word, it will not fail. Never was it known that anybody who prayed the rosary was left unaided. You're praying the rosary for the content. You're praying the rosary to help you deliver Mary's message. And because it's her message and you genuinely want to give it, I give you my word, it will always bear fruit. Something good will come from it. Never will I be like, that was horrible. If you go up there and read it, I will, in my heart, think that was horrible. If you go up there and don't read it and you fall apart and you start crying in the middle, I'm going to say, that was amazing. That was awesome. I love that. Do that again. And I start crying randomly. Some people will say, I gave the same talk that I gave on Friday, basically the first talk, and I just started crying during this one. I don't know why. The Holy Spirit made me cry. Claire's like, did you plan on crying? I was like, no, I just let a switch happen in my heart and start crying. So just trust. Just trust. Yes, ma'am. I don't do it, okay. But you can, as long as you're not reading it. As long as you have, I like to say, as long as you have one foot in your soul and one foot in the soul of the person you're speaking to. So when you come up here, not today, but when you give your talk, pray, and in your prayer, do not end it until you feel the presence of God. So until you're ready to give a talk, you can just keep praying Hail Marys. You can stay there until you're like, I'm in a place where I feel like I can deliver what God wants me to communicate. So this will work. It's not about, oh, you're holy or you're not holy. You do God's will. He'll use you even if you're a donkey. He'll make a donkey speak. So, but people will tell me after the talk, they'll say, something happened to you, Gabe. They say, what? I say, what? It wasn't you anymore. All of a sudden you were talking and it was like somebody else took control of your body. And I said, yeah, it was Jesus. And they said, no, no, really. I was like, no, really. You like, I'm here and my soul is like looking at myself talk. Because he really will speak through you. He really will love through you. He really will do all these things through you. You just have to trust, 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 trust.